We will be doing a radio drama about the story Thank You, Ma'am by Langston Hughes. The narrator will be played by Marissa. Roger will be played by Charles. Ms. John will be played by Jemiah. And the sound effects will be played by Kenneth. Ms. Luella Bates Washington Jones was walking home at 11 o'clock at night. All of a sudden, a boy came around the corner and snatched her purse. He turned around and started running, but he fell. Miss Jones turned around and kicked him in the blue jean sitter.
Ouch! Boy, what are you doing snatching my purse? I know one thing. You better pick my purse up, or you won't see another day in your life.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better be. And boy, your face is dirty. Is there anybody at your home that tells you that?
No, ma'am. There isn't.
Well, guess what? I'm gonna tell you. I bet that it's gonna be done. Come on, boy. We're going to my place. You look hungry.
Miss Jones and the boys walked to her home. Miss Jones and the boy finally arrived at her place. Miss Jones directed the boy down the hall into the kitchenette furnished room.
What's your name, boy?
My name is Roger.
Well, my name is Miss Luella Bates Washington Jones. Now go on over to the sink and wash your face. Let the water run until it gets warm.
Shh.
Here's a clean towel.
Miss Jones?
Yes.
Are you gonna take me to jail?
Not with that dirty face of yours. I'm trying to get home and cook me some dinner, and here you come around the corner trying to snatch my purse. Have you ate your dinner? I really don't think you have, as late as it is.
But, Miss Jones, there's no one at my home.
Then we're gonna eat. I honestly believe that's why you tried to snatch my purse. You either been hungry or you are hungry.
Well, Miss Jones, the truth is I wanted some blue suede shoes.
Well, what made you think you had to come and try to snatch my purse? All you had to do is ask me.
Ma'am?
The water was dripping from Roger's face. There was a very long pause. Roger saw that the door was open. He was deciding, should he make a dash? Miss Jones was sitting under their bed. After a long while, she said,
I was once young, and I wanted things that I couldn't get.
There was another long pause. Roger's mouth opened.
Yeah, you thought I was gonna say, but didn't you? You thought I was about to say, but I didn't snatch people's pocketbooks. Anyways, you might need to consider running a comb through your hair so that you will look presentable.
There was a gas plate and an icebox behind a screen. Miss Jones got up and went behind the screen.
Miss Jones, do you need anyone to go to the store and get some milk or something?
I don't think I do, unless you want something for yourself. I was gonna make some cocoa using this canned milk.
Well, okay, cocoa would be fine.
Miss Jones heated some lima beans and ham that she had in the icebox. Then she made the cocoa. Last, she set the table. Miss Jones then asked the boy any information like where he lived and or his family, or anything else that might embarrass him. She told Roger about her job, what the work was like, and about the woman that came. When they got done eating, Miss Jones said,
here is 10 bucks. Go buy you some new suede shoes. And the next time you want something, don't go around snatching my purse or anybody else's. I finally got to get my rest now. But I wish you would behave yourself, boy.
Miss Jones led Roger down the hallway and opened the door.
Good night, Roger. You behave yourself.
Roger wanted to say thank you, but he couldn't. He couldn't when he got to the barren stoop and looked back. He managed to say thank you before she shut the door.
And
he never saw her again. The end.